The study points to the 16-mile strip of US 127 as increasing the number of accidents and decreasing economic activity in the region. James McBride is the president and CEO of Middle Michigan Development Corporation, which covers Isabella and Clare counties. He says the research was mainly funded through an $18,000 grant from the Eastern Michigan Council of Governments.
What we've tried to do with the study is give MDOT a reason to put this on the priority list and to consider doing something about 127 and improving it to full expressway at some point in the future.
McBride says the Michigan Department of Transportation is reviewing the study, and he is hopeful the research will make a full access highway a priority. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.